This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tough call. Which is tougher, do you think, talking to your kids about relationships or talking to them about money? Ron Lieber is the personal finance columnist for the New York Times. He has a new book out today called The Opposite of Spoiled, Raising Kids Who Are Grounded, Generous, and Smart About Money. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
I'm a parent of three, and one thing I learned is often you can't really set the agenda for these important discussions, be it about money or about sex. You allude to it in the book. You got to wait for the kid sometimes to give you an opening.
Kids' job in the world is to be curious. Money is a source of mystery, and so of course they are going to ask us about it all of the time. The thing that I try and keep in mind when those openings come is that I always try and stop and look at my daughter and say, oh, why do you ask? Not, why do you ask? And this does two things, right? First, it gives us a chance to stall, but it also may be that she's asking something different. You know, she doesn't really want to know what our income is. She's just confused because kids were talking on the playground about millionaires.
Where the rubber really hits the road on some of these money discussions is the allowance. You believe in those, Ron?
I do believe in allowance. A lot of people try to tie allowance directly to the chores so that if you don't do the work, you don't get the money. But the problem with putting those two things together is that once the kids decide they don't really need the money, they're going to think that they can stop doing the chores. So if kids are not living up to their side of the bargain, you take away privileges, experiences, and that's the best way to discipline, not by, you know, literally fining them financially.
All this sounds a whole lot better than leaving spare change dangling in your coat so your child pilfers it each week. I have met parents where this is the de facto system.
Now, there's a small minority of parents that treats the asking for money as almost like an elevator pitch where every time the kids want money, they need to come to the parents and make a formal presentation. And that's clever, but better, I think, to give the kids a regular amount of money and let them handle it themselves because they learn all sorts of lessons both from the management of it and by screwing it up completely.
New York Times personal finance columnist Ron Lieber's new book is The Opposite of Spoiled, Raising Kids Who Are Grounded, Generous, and Smart About Money. Ron, thank you.
You're welcome.